Welcome to Birch Lane, where you can find a fresh take on classic furniture and decor. Every piece is handpicked and crafted to last for years to come. At Birch Lane, you can explore everything from outdoor sets to living room furniture and everything in between. And get fast, free shipping. It's classic style for joyful living. Shop now at birchlane.com.
Got a 7 a.m. meeting on a Monday? Expensing breakfast because it's in policy.
Yay!
Wasting all afternoon submitting an expense report for that breakfast.
Boo!
If your company used Ramp, you could submit expenses with just a text.
Yay!
Free your team from expense reports today. Switch your business to ramp.com.
News Talk Breakfast with Kira Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
On News Talk.
Now, Ireland's post office network is in urgent need of a strategic investment of 15 million euros annually over the next 5 years to safeguard vital community services. That's according to a major new report published today by the Irish Postmasters Union. And Sean Martin, president of the Irish Postmasters Union, joins us. Sean, explain to us what you need this money for.
I think, Kira, it's important to highlight that this is an independent report. It highlights that our network is the largest in the country and represents real value for public investment. Every euro invested is multiplied through a wide range of economic, social and environmental benefits that we deliver, whether that's supporting our local businesses, offering secure and accessible either public or financial services, reducing rural isolation, promoting isolation or contributing to environmental goals by keeping services local. We are proud of the differences that we make every day to the people who rely on us, but we can do an awful lot more. And by that, I'm saying we can do an awful lot more for government. We can keep that connection with the local rural community for government. And we can do that by assisting informed generation, acting as a trusted public service peace commissioner, playing a role in supporting and updating the register of electors, and becoming part of a tourist information office. We believe the network is well placed to do this work efficiently, fairly and locally. And for that investment of 15 million, less than 3 euro per citizen, less than the price of a cup of coffee per year, we can do all of this public service.
Okay. But nonetheless, you're asking for an investment. I mean, you're saying what the role that you play is vital and so important, but you're also more or less admitting that you're not financially viable.
No, unfortunately, the services that we offer are contributing, are competing with digital. And it's important to realise that a trusted face-to-face service in the physical infrastructure will never be able to compete with a computer. But we believe that role that we play is hugely important in communities, hugely important to local businesses, and it's the heartbeat of communities of Ireland. And to lose that service, I think, would be detrimental to society. And for a small cost, we can deliver well into the future.
And I think a lot of communities would be very sorry to see their post office go, yet perhaps it's fair to also say not enough people are going into those post offices, as I say, to make them financially viable. You say you want 15 million for 5 years, but what's going to happen after 5 years to make you financially independent at that point?
Well. I think the post offices are changing. They are trying to adapt to new services and new products. Like we are now doing financial products. We're probably the only bastion or institution that's left there that hands out cash. We hand out over 7 billion. I'm going to repeat this. We hand out over 7 billion in social welfare payments. That money spent locally, and that sustains local businesses. It sustains the community, and it's the heartbeat of a community. You take that away from communities, the communities.
No, Sean, but you're not answering my question. You're saying we only need 15 million annually for 5 years. What do you think is going to happen in 5 years' time that will make you come off that subsidy?
What we're trying to do is we're trying to adapt. We're trying to change the way we offer our services. We're offering more and more services. As I said, we're offering financial services now. We're offering lead cards. We're doing an awful lot more. And we believe we can do an awful lot more for government. I've already said we can do form generation. I believe that can save the taxpayer millions in relation to, at the press of a button, that we can produce every government form in your local post office. So we don't have to print millions upon millions of forms and then dump them because someone has to change either word in it or a figure on it. So we can do an awful lot more for government. We believe we're well placed to do it. And we believe we can do it competitively if the government really wants to continue with the service.
Look, thank you for coming on and talking to us about that. That is Sean Martin there, president of the Irish Postmasters Union. Love to know what you think out there this morning.
Now,
News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR
on News Talk.
Welcome to Birch Lane, where you can find a fresh take on classic furniture and decor. Every piece is handpicked and crafted to last for years to come. At Birch Lane, you can explore everything from outdoor sets to living room furniture and everything in between, and get fast, free shipping. It's classic style for joyful living. Shop now at birchlane.com.